Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. It is Saturday. This is the Sabbath day, May 4th, 2019. And I am here live speaking to you about the Sabbath day. And, well, I just want to say that it is a wonderful thing to be alive in this time, in this last days that we are living in. And sorry, I forgot that I need to also record this. So it is a wonderful thing to be alive today, and to just know that we have the opportunity as children of the Most High God to just testify, you know, testify on the things that are of the Lord, testify of His goodness, testify of His faithfulness and of His word, because in the book of Revelation it tells us that, you know, who, you know, book of Revelation tells us who the bride is, who the woman is, who the church is. It is they, you know, those of us who keep the commandments of the Lord and who testify of it and who follow the Lamb wherever He goes. And what it means to follow the Lamb wherever He goes is to follow the word of God. Yahushua is the word of God. He is God. The book of John, chapter 1, tells us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that same Word, if we jump down to verse 14 of John chapter 1, it tells us, and that Word was made flesh. And so we know that the Word of God, you know, is Yeshua HaMashiach. And we have to follow the Word of God everywhere He takes us. And the Word of God takes us wherever Yeshua, whatever Yahushua tells us to do, we must do. We must do it. And folks, we cannot add to the Word. We cannot take away. We cannot simply throw it out because it doesn't fit into our little world. And so we have to follow the Word wherever it leads us. And we must not add to the Word of God. We must not take away. And most importantly, we must not listen to others who encourage us and who literally veer us in the wrong path, in the wrong direction. They literally would preach. There are preachers that would literally preach on, you know, topics such as the Sabbath day. And they just put their words to it. Obviously, these preachers are not reading the Word of God. They're not reading the Bible, and they're not following the Lamb wherever He takes us. And you know that the Lamb, the Word of God, is a sharp two-edged sword, and it cuts sharp. And when I tell people about the Sabbath day, it cuts sharp. They don't want to hear it. I remember one pastor said to me, when I tell him about the Sabbath day, he said, he put his hands to his ears, and he said, "Do not tell me about the Sabbath day. I've been a pastor for 50 years, and the Sabbath day is nailed to the cross, and God have mercy on you." And I was like, whoa. "And they shall call evil good, and they shall call good evil." And woe unto them who add to the word of God and who take away, because it is not right. And people just go and follow their doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. They just go ahead and just do whatever comes naturally to their minds and to their heart, and whatever they're taught in the seminaries, and whatever they're taught of man, and whatever they grew up with. And so, folks, I grew up literally shunning the Sabbath day. I grew up ignoring the true Sabbath. I grew up not being hard-hearted, you know, not honoring the holy Sabbath day of the Lord. And I must testify, because those of us that the Lord revealed Himself to, why, you know, the enemy would try to shut us up, because I was very, very active on the internet, bringing the word of God, and the enemy had succeeded in, like, shutting me down for a while, and I believe the Lord is just raising me back up again, just put me through so much. I went through so much, and folks, and I know that I failed God in many ways. But God is able, you know, to forgive us. He said His mercies are new every morning. And so we ourselves are not perfect in the flesh, but it is the Lord God in us who is perfect in us, as long as we allow Him to perfect us and to do the perfect work, as long as we allow the precious Holy Spirit of the living God to come in and do that work in us and through us, that He alone may get, may have the honor and the glory and the praise. And this is the problem, that many preachers, pastors, so-called prophets, many people on the web, many who I really follow and I really admire for the type of work that they bring to the forefront, that I really believe that that those things that they're bringing. But then when they start talking down on the Sabbath day and saying you don't have to keep, it just really breaks my heart, because I'm saying, okay, the Lord gives you a lot of things. Open your heart and your mind to a lot of things, and that you should speak on. But if the Lord hasn't given you a word on certain things, like the Sabbath and other things, and Antichrist and the 3 days of darkness, I mean, the web was flooding with so-called people who get messages from the Lord about the 3 days of darkness. And folks, we must not, I remember the Lord said to me when I was asking the Lord about certain people that I follow on the web, Lord, is this true? The Lord said to me, drink water from your own cistern. And what that means is that the Lord has put that living water inside of me. He's taught me so much over the years. And He put that living water. He said that living water will be in you, a well bubbling up into everlasting life. And that water will spring out and flow out into the highways and byways, and others can drink from that water. And so the Lord said to me, drink water from your own cistern. Bank on, feast on, drink from what I put in you. Drink from that living water, which is the Holy Spirit that is in us, bubbling up. And that Holy Spirit, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and to lead us. And so the Lord said to me one time, I just was just broken and wanted to know the truth about everything, about who I am, about who the Lord is, about my state as a Christian, and I wanted to know where I stood with the Lord. I'm sorry, I'm frying fish. And I'm doing all this at the same time and talking to you guys. So folks, so I wanted to know the truth. I wanted to know where I stand and in my faith with the Most High God and you know, if I'm a pleasing God. I literally began to cry. I literally began to with gut-wrenching tears. Lord, who am I? Who are you? You know, your word said that we are to love you with all our heart, soul, and mind, and that is the greatest commandment. And I began to cry. And I said, Father, I don't believe that I love you. I don't think that I love you, and I don't think I have ever loved you, and I don't think that I know how to love you. And I want to love you according to your word. My heart desires to love you, and I know that love is not just a word. It is a state of being, because your word said that, you know, God is love, so that means He is the embodiment of love. He can't be anything else but love. And And I said, Father, in order for me to love you, I desire for you to come in me and show me how to love you. Please show me how to love you. I want to become love just like you are love. And I said, Father, I don't know how to love you. Please teach me. And at that very, very, very moment in the spirit, I felt as if my father was literally sitting on the edge of his throne, if he does sit. And when I said, Father, teach me how to love you, the first thing I heard in my spirit, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is the same thing Yahushua said in John chapter 14, verse 15. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's what the Holy Spirit said to me. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And in my heart, I'm thinking now, have I not kept your commandments, Father? And he spoke in my heart. I said, have I not kept your commandments, Lord? And I'm wondering within myself, well, which commandment have I broken? And then the Lord spoke and he said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And before that, I go to church on Sundays. I thought I was doing the right thing. I was standing before God, because when our Heavenly Father is speaking to us, we are literally standing before Him, because how else will we hear His voice if He's not standing before us? Just because we can't see Him doesn't mean He's not, His Holy, His Spirit, the angel of His Spirit is standing before us. And when He said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day, I said, all I can say at that moment, I had to admit that I was guilty. See, that's what's going to happen when we stand before the Most High God on Judgment Day. When He bring up our sins before Him, there is no way that we are going to sit there and deny. No way. Because our heart will be so convicted of our sins that there is no way we can deny or contend and say, or call God a liar. And as Father, as the Holy Spirit revealed in my heart, said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I said, Father, I am guilty. I said, I have not kept your holy Sabbath day. I have never kept it. And I don't know how to keep it. And I don't even know why I should keep it. What's the importance of it that I should keep it? And I said, I don't know anything about the Sabbath day. I don't know how to keep it. Would you please teach me how to teach me everything I need to know about the Sabbath day? And that was it. I would go to sleep, and especially on a Friday night, breaking into Sabbath morning, the Lord would literally wake me up like 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and literally started writing. I say writing like revelations about the Sabbath day upon my heart. You know the scripture that says it will come in those days that I will write my laws upon their heart and my commandments. I will put it in their minds, and they shall be my people, and I shall be their God, and that they might not sin against me. So I'm not sure if that's how exactly the scripture went, but something to that effect. And I remember literally waking up in the middle of the night, waking up in the early mornings of mostly Sabbath morning, but not always, sometimes during the weekdays. And the Lord would just, I would just wake up and I would lay there, and all of a sudden it would be as if someone was writing a script on my heart, in my mind, in my memory. It was all being written down for me. And there were times when it would be so much that I would just have to, I would just jump up and say, it's too much, I got to write this down. And I would write it down, and then I have to put it on paper, of course, until after I figure out, I'm like, okay, I should just type it up when, you know, as long as I'm receiving this. And I will be writing from dawn till morning into all day Sabbath and during the week, and I will ponder on it. And as I ponder on certain things that I'm writing, the Lord will just add to that. And I think I may have written 7 or 8 articles on the Sabbath day. And it's, folks, it's not me. It's not my intelligence. It's not my word. It's just the Lord's. So I just feel that I must, that I have to bring this out. I feel that I must, that I have to tell people. And I know that there are many of you out there that are calling yourself Christians that do not believe, that do not want to keep the Sabbath day. But there is a day coming when the Catholic Church and the world will demand to honor the sun god day, the Sunday. And so, you better decide right now which side you're on. The side of man, which they in Daniel, you know, it said they shall think to change times and laws. Well, they changed the law of God. They changed one of the commandments in the law, the Sabbath day, and they changed the time of the Sabbath day, which from the seventh day to the first day of the week. So that's the fulfillment of the Sabbath day in which year was it? 1500s? I think it was the 1500s when the Catholic Church in the Council of Nicaea. I'm not sure, guys. You guys could look it up. The web is there for everybody to find information. But the Sabbath was changed during by the Catholic Church, and so folks, we all have to decide. We all have to make up our mind who to follow. We're going to follow the Lamb of God. Wherever he takes us, wherever the word of God takes us, are we going to follow? Folks, did you know that the Sabbath day is the only day that the Lord God named out of all the 7 days? Remember, he numbered the days, but the seventh day he called the Sabbath day. But Yehoshua said, there are many of us out there who are saying that we are Christians and we love God and we're doing things, but yet still we refuse to keep the commandments of the Most High God. When Yahushua said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he also said, he said, he in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So this same comforter is the Holy Spirit, who abides with us forever. This same Holy Spirit is who come into our heart and teach us all that we need to know about the Father. No other man can teach you anything about the Father, about the Son, about the Holy Spirit, about anything. Nothing. No one can teach you that but the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is responsible for teaching us all things. And so it was the Holy Spirit who revealed these things to me. He said, in verse 17, even the Spirit, he said, even the Spirit of Father, and he will send you another comforter, he that he may abide with you forever. He said, verse 17 said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it see him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. So the word, so Yahushua is saying that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit because they do not know the Father, they do not know the Son, they do not know the Holy Spirit. So they cannot receive the Holy Spirit, they cannot know the Holy Spirit, they cannot know the Word. And he said, but you know him because the Holy Spirit dwell within you, the Holy Spirit dwell within us. He lived in us. He's the one teaches us all things, but we have to make ourselves available. We have to relinquish all flesh. We have to relinquish all man's doctrines and stop following the doctrines and commandments of man. I remember, the Lord, when I was dealing with some family members who just was just so difficult in and they just hated the fact that I was teaching, you know, about the commandments and about other things. But to make a long story short, I was like really, really having some difficult time and with certain family members, and I said, Lord, you know, I don't know what to do with these people in my life. And he said, love them for me. And I said, I can't love them. And the Father said, love them for me. And I said, I can't. I don't know how to love them. I don't have what it takes in me to love them. And the Father said to me the third time, love them for me. And I broke down, literally bawling. I started crying. And the Father said, love them for me. I said to the Father again, I said, and I believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking on behalf of the Father and Yahushua. And I said, I can't love them. I don't know how to love them. I don't have what it takes inside of me to love them. The only way I can love them is if you come and in me, and then you can, I can love them with you. You know, you can love them for me, to me. And I remember the Holy Spirit said, you know, Father said, let me love them for you. Allow me to love them through you. And I literally lost it. I just fell on my face. And I said, Father, I'm not worthy that you may come, that you may want to do such a wonderful thing in me. And the Father said, this is not I, it is not you who is holy, but it is I, the Lord your God, in you who is holy. So, and there we have that. The Father is, you know, Father is actually asking my permission. He said, allow me to love them for you. And then he said, let me love them through you. So we have to allow the Father, we have to allow Father to come in, to take control of our minds, of our life, of our heart, of our situation. We have to allow him to come in, to love, to do the work. The Holy Spirit will come and do the work for us and through us. And you know, Yeshua continued to say, "It he that keep my commandments, love me. Say, he that loveth me, he that had my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." So you see here that Yahushua is saying, he that keep my commandments, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. I will reveal myself to him. I will make known myself to him. I will show up in his life. So this is how the Father, because I was seeking and searching to love God, but I didn't know how, and so he showed up in my heart, in my life, and show me and teach me how. And so, folks, the commandment, the Sabbath day, is very, very important. And I'm there yapping and carrying on and just explaining, and I only have 6 minutes left, and it's unfortunate, so I will have to continue this message. But let me say something to you before all of this. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12 tells us, see if I can find it. Chapter 20, verse 12, he said, moreover, I have given them my Sabbath. Who is them? The house of Israel. Not only the house of Israel, but all those other people who come to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, and join themselves to the Father, to join themselves to the house of Israel. All of us, he said, I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they may know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. So the Lord God gave us the Sabbath to be a sign between us and him. So you see, the Catholic Church, the powers that be, Lucifer, Satan, the fallen angels, demons, wicked men, you name it, they all conspire together with the unholy Roman Catholic Church, and they changed the Sabbath day, that the Holy Father said it's a sign between us and him, those of us who honor him, that we might know that he is the Lord that sanctify us. So But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. So we are here in the wilderness of this earth right now, and many of us have rebelled against the Most High God. And he said, and he went on to say, they walk not in my statutes, they despise my judgment, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And my Sabbaths, they greatly polluted. Then I said, I will pour out fury upon them to consume them in the wilderness. So we are here in the wilderness of this world, and the Lord God is getting ready to pour out fury upon all men, upon every single one of us, all of us who decided that we are going to walk our own ways and go on our own path. And the Lord God is asking us to come back to him and to follow his ways. And I know there are people out there who would beg to differ, who would tell you otherwise. But let me tell you something. Read the word of God. Seek the Most High God. Ask him for the truth in all things. Ask him to reveal himself to you. Yahushua said certain things about the Holy Sabbath day. He said, let me tell you, the Sabbath day was created during creation week. There is no way, shape, or form that the Sabbath day can be changed. The Lord God said the Sabbath is the seventh day, not the first day, not every day of the week, contrary to popular belief. The Sabbath day was created in creation week. It is the seventh day, cannot be moved. It is etched in stone by the finger of God, and it is the Sabbath day was created in eternity. It's like saying, oh, we don't want the sun to be where it's at. Let's move the sun and put the sun in the west instead of it lays in the east. It's like moving galaxies around. You cannot move the Sabbath day around to fit to fit our belief or our whatever it is we're trying to prove. It was created in creation week, and it's impossible. It's impossible that the Sabbath day can be any other day. And the Lord kept the Sabbath day. The Lord kept the holy Sabbath day. And we are to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. We are to do. Yahushua said, I do what I see my Father do, and I say what I hear my Father say. I do the work of my Father. Whatever my Father do and say, I do and say. Well, folks, whatever Yahushua, my Father, the Holy Spirit, whatever my Father do and say, I'm doing it and I'm saying it. And wherever the word lead me, I'm going. I'm not going to add anything. I'm not going to take away anything. I'm not going to do and say what other people do and say. And shame on all of you out there who is going around and preaching and teaching contrary to the word of God and adding your own word and taking away and throwing out what you don't like and just causing confusion. And not only that, it's you're causing, yourself to be unfruitful and unprofitable in the word of God. I mean, there is so much more to talk about, but time is against me, and it is one more minute before it cut off. But I just praise God and honor him that he has given me these revelations, and I am back to the full, and I know the powers that be, and I know the enemy doesn't want me to be saying these things and teaching these things, but too bad, too sad. The enemy already came to me in a dream, and spoke and said, send a message to me, and said, Satan wants to destroy you. I was told in my dream, Satan wants to destroy you, and I said to the messenger, I said, Satan can't destroy me because he have no power over me. And I have taken my power away from him, and that power is when we allow sin in our lives and disobedience to the Most High God in our lives. Then sin, enter in, and Satan, that's the portal where the enemy come in and set up shop when we disobey the word of God. And so, folks, again, this is the Sabbath day, May the 4th, 2019. glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for coming. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for seeing us through this day. And your mercies are new every morning, and we give you the honor and the glory and the praise because you are worthy of our praise. You are glorified, and I thank you. Goodbye, folks, and I will see you tomorrow at 6, I believe. May the Lord bless and keep you.